Welcome to the Education Marketing Leader Podcast with Chris Raposo. If you're looking to dive into the latest industry insights, draw inspiration from education success stories, or just want to sharpen your marketing skills, you're in the right place. Here, we bring you a diverse range of voices from experts and leaders in the field, offering you a unique blend of professional development and practical strategies. Whether you want to understand your audience better, stay updated with the latest tech trends in marketing, or expand your professional network, we've got you covered. So while you're driving on your morning commute or winding down after a busy day, let's explore the dynamic world of education marketing together.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Education Marketing Leader with Chris Raposo. Today, I am joined by the Queen of Search. Her name is Sarah Kelser. She's a mom, INFPT, and senior AE at Cluedo. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chris. And thanks for doing that whole title. I like to point out that I'm an introvert, which is kind of like counterintuitive to most people when they think of salespeople. So thank you.
Yes. Same with the podcasters. I'm an introvert too, but that means that we're highly prepared when we show up on the scene. So
right.
I know this is going to be a good episode today. So real quick, give us an elevator pitch about Cluedo, about yourself. I know you worked at Siteimprove before. What made you move to Cluedo? What is Cluedo all about? And give us the reason why it's so effective.
Yeah. So I have been with Cluedo for a little over a year, and it's a sister company to Siteimprove. Not, the same company at all, two separate companies, but I was at Siteimprove for 6-7 years working in higher education, and now here at Cluedo working in higher education. And it's just, you know, higher education websites are so complex and have a lot of outdated content mixed with really great content. And so it's just really hard to manage, especially with how teams are set up with a central team and decentralized content management. So we just try to make it a little bit easier for end visitors to find like the resources that they need to make an informed decision on their institution.
Very important this is. Now I know there's a tie to Denmark. What's the tie all about? Because I know you have an office or a footprint in the United States, but when I follow you guys, there's always something about Denmark as well.
Right. So I'm in our Minneapolis office, and our founders are from Denmark. So we have started in Denmark and then migrated, you know, an office over here to the U.S. Both have great ties for higher education, and that's really where we found success. But yeah, I've visited Denmark 4 times now. Highly recommend. Great bike culture. And only on my 4th visit did I actually take a leap of faith and trust myself enough to get on the roads, but it was definitely the way to go when in Denmark.
Oh man, it sounds lovely. Trips to Europe for business. Very nice. Very nice. And it's a clean place for sure. Copenhagen and such. So, well, let's dive into the episode here, Sarah. As you mentioned, higher ed websites are often complex with a lot of content. Some is old, some is new, some is not so good, some is brilliant. How does an optimized site search help simplify navigation and reduce friction for those visitors coming to the website?
Yeah, so I feel like just kind of touching on the first part of that, having websites, you know, in higher education, they're so complex. There's lots of opinions on what deserves to be ranking number one when it comes to site search. So, you know, central team has their work cut out for them. A lot of times, you know, that political game of what needs to be ranking top. And a lot of times site search can have that data to back up what makes sense to be ranking top. And I just want to mention, there's this really great webinar, Does Your Website Work for First Generation Students by, I think, is it Pascal? I always say it wrong, but they have some really great first generation student interviews where they have qualitative data on like how familiar are they with higher ed jargon And they also have like how to navigate college websites. You can see in the students' responses how exhausted they are with trying to find simple answers. And oftentimes they get overwhelmed. One student said that they were using or needed a guide or manual to actually navigate the website. So what site search does, if you optimize it, is really provide the results they need to understand, like, is this the place for me? Kind of those basic questions. And we're not the end all be all of the student journey. We're just one piece. But a lot of times the website does feed the answers that they need to make that informed decision. And so like when people come to us too, it's like, is it content or is it site search? And so it's kind of like the chicken and the egg where it's really both. Yes, your site search would perform better if you had all the meta descriptions, the headings, the tags properly formatted, a great architecture. But really, site search, you can manually go in there and make rules, make adjustments so that when you know they're looking for cost, tuition, if I belong, like those results, those top results show up first. So hitting on those topics, making sure your site search works is so important.
Yes. Well, you mentioned in the pre-interview that Bart Kaler, higher ed marketing guru, will be on your company's podcast, Masters Off. And I remember Bart Kaler presenting at the Cascade Conference in 2023 about how to create an enrollment-driven website. And the main point of this talk was to alleviate friction. You know, when people come to your website, there's a sense of urgency to need to find what they're looking for. If they can't find it right away, they're going to bounce and go to your competitor. So having a well-optimized site search to help them find what they're needing at the moment's notice is really beneficial for everybody involved, not just the visitor, but also for the institution. And then, like you mentioned earlier as well, there's a lot of politics going on. You know, usually in the past, you could reveal the org chart of an organization when you looked at their website. But now if you have a site search that is data backed, the marketer can go to the C-level and say, hey, I understand that we have to follow certain protocols, but the visitor does not care who's the president, who's the vice chancellor. They care about a certain program or if they belong or whatsoever they are looking for. And then you can structure your search accordingly. So that's really good. Now, we're talking about analytics here. Can you reveal or can you explain how search analytics can reveal gaps or opportunity in our university content strategies?
Analytics is probably one of our favorite. And for Cluedo, our dashboard's pretty intuitive. And the two that I like to pull out are ineffective searches and searches with zero results. A really great indicator that either your site search is not working or maybe you need some content on your website. So the difference being ineffective searches shows searches that have results with low click-through rate, whereas searches with zero results have no results. And a couple examples of this, of our clients using these results to either fix site search or create content, would be if you have people searching for degree-related programs and they don't offer it. So what they've done is created what we call a banner to show like, hey, you know, we don't offer this program. Go to our program finder. There might be something up your alley there. Also, another client had a program, culinary arts being searched for, and they didn't offer it anymore, but a local community college did. And so what they did is they set up a tool that we have called Quick Link, which redirected them to that community college. Still serving the end user and getting them where they need to go, but, you know, not leaving them frustrated like, oh, there's no culinary arts program here. And then the final example I have here is where people were searching on one of our clients' websites for finance. They didn't offer that degree, but they're able to take that data to their stakeholders and say, hey, people are coming to our website. They're expecting a finance degree. But we don't offer it. And since then, they've actually launched that program and used the data from search to say, like, hey, the market's expecting this. Let's do it. Yeah. And so I love that example.
Yeah, it builds an incredible amount of trust when somebody comes to your website and you refer them out to somebody else that perceivably may be a competitor, but maybe internally it's a partner, right? But if you not leave them high and dry, but you give them a quick link to another institution that may give them what they're looking for, builds a lot of trust, and I'm sure that they had such a good experience that they will spread the word about their experience on your website. And if they have a colleague or a friend who would like to enroll in a different program, they would probably send them your way to get the answers that they're needing. And Kathleen Stockham, CMO at South University or South College out of Knoxville, Tennessee. I had her on my show last year, and she told me, it wasn't on my podcast, but she said it on a different podcast, how much she loves search and how she goes into her search data every single morning. And there was a search that where students were looking for a specific search term, which was dress code for their nursing program. And they had nothing about that. Now, for dress codes for the nursing program, meaning are scrubs required or what should they wear when they come to the college, right? So that helped them create new content that they otherwise didn't know that their students were looking for. So that's really good, insightful stuff for the searches with no results that you mentioned earlier.
Right. I feel like this is just like a personal motto. I kind of stole it from Brené Brown, and it's just like being clear is kind. Mm-hmm. And so if you are nervous about going to college and you don't know what to expect, it does come down to those things. Like, what do I even wear?
Yep. That is so true. For higher ed institutions, a lot of competition. So many institutions, they focus heavily on SEO and external search engines like Google. Now, how does optimizing internal site search complement or differ from SEO efforts?
Yeah, I love this question. I get to combine my experience mm-hmm. at SiteImprove and now my experience here at Cluedo. But yeah, SEO, excuse me, is very, very related to site search in that, I mean, you're optimizing your pages to be picked up organically. It's attracting students to your website. And site search, I mean, we use a lot of the same logic to make sure that it works well. So mm-hmm. having your structured content, as I mentioned before, like your headings and your tags are great. And you know, if you are working on SEO, I know that's a hot topic for your program pages. Like mm-hmm. we're a great fit for like a program finder. So things too, like that I think of when I think of SEO and site search that have an overlap beyond just that structure of the data is we can also do what we call a smart crawl here at Cluedo. So we take into consideration your dynamic sitemap, which Google loves as well. It's your last mod of when content is published. So it helps with the freshness of your content, and Google loves that for SEO. We love it. So our index is fresh with all of the things that you want to promote right away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say, you know, obviously SEO is attracting the students. Site search is when they get to your website. And then when they're on their website, then they are telling you exactly when they search what they're looking for. So you can take that, those keywords, then apply it to your website and just boost SEO that way. So they're very, like you said, complementary.
Mm-hmm. Very beneficial for sure. Now, I'm going to sound like I'm name dropping here, all these CMOs that I talked to, but I also had a conversation with a CMO from the University of Arkansas in Little Rock, Dr. Carrie Phillips. Now, when I talked to her, I asked her, how many times do you expect a student to come back to your website before they convert? And she told me, and I surprisingly told me, one shot, right? She said, one shot. If they come to my website, I'm going to have to have them leave some sort of information, because if they had experience, if they had a bad experience, it doesn't matter how many ads I serve them, they will never come back. Now, from a recruitment's perspective, how does a strong site search tool help universities stand out to prospective students, particularly as they're browsing multiple schools?
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head, Chris. So, but I also, I kind of want to just reference also Mailed It, shout out. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Have it on my desk. but there's like a section in there that just talks about when families and the typical student process are going through, like the process of this is the school I want to go with. First is awareness. So like the SEO, the ads, the fairs, like how are people finding out about your college? You know, that's kind of outside of Cluedo, but then the next three phases, I think really are a good way as when they come to your website to optimize it. So like consideration, they mention, you know, that's when you want people to subscribe and request information. Evaluation, they want them to visit and apply and commit. They pay their enrollment deposit. So when I hear this, I'm like, banners, banners, banners. So like every time you go into a search and you're looking for a keyword and you want people to do some certain action, the banner is a great way to highlight that at the top of the search. And I know like that's oftentimes why people go forward with Cluedo, because it's so simple to set up and presidents love it, or, you know, your leadership loves it. I want to have something that says book a tour, like that can be on the top of your page. And part of this book too is the eye gaze study. And I then did a rabbit hole of like, what are people looking at on your page? And there's a love at first sight eye gaze for search specifically, where the top result is often, or, you know, one result is one that they'll zero in on. So it's really important to have the result that they're trying to find. And it can just be good enough. It doesn't have to be the end all be all response that they need.
Is that F pattern? You know, they do the first line and then they look for the left. And then, you know, that's why when you structure this email, where like you mentioned in the book, first line is going to be red. And then you want to make sure that people look at the bullet, they look at the buttons, that sort of thing, and the links. And then they look on the left side. So every time you start a sentence, it should hammer it home right away. And don't start with, I wish this email finds you well.
Yeah. I like that at the beginning of the book too. I hope this book finds you well.
Yes. Yes. I have the book here too. But I haven't dove into it yet because I'm currently reading up on sales books, believe it or not, as a marketer, to understand more about the ins and outs of sales. I have the Jolt Effect. This is the other one that I'm reading right now. The one I posted about earlier 2 weeks ago was Cold Calling Sucks, That's Why It Works. It's a brand new book that came out in August. So I was, you know, I thought it was really insightful. Not that I'm doing cold calls, but it at least gives me empathy for my fellow Hannon Hillers and other people that are working in sales, and then people that are calling me with cold calls. So have a different perspective on this now, but
we appreciate you for that.
Let's dive into mobile search. You know, a lot of people, obviously they're on their cell phones when they're browsing for institutions. So could you dive into how mobile search differs from desktop search on websites? Are there any adjustments marketers should consider to improve the experience for mobile users?
Yeah. So I did just kind of a quick glance at our customers' data. So this is kind of just like, you know, a story. It's not like in-depth research, but I found that the search terms for the most part are the same on mobile versus desktop. And then the total search volume is anywhere from 20 to 40% of all searches are done on mobile. So it's a considerable amount of people using site search on your website. But it's funny that you bring up, I guess, the F pattern, because that is, you know, if you're looking at design, that's kind of the piece that I would point people to. So making it very simple. And then also relevancy. But as far as the design goes, a lot of times people will have either facets or filters at the top. And then on the left-hand nav, it will be more, you could have more facets and filters. And if it's like one, two, three, like, cool, leave that where it is. But if we're getting into a whole list of filters they can provide, when the search results page slims down to mobile size, I would move that into like a drop-down menu. And then I think for site search, just working functionally for the end user, you just want to make sure that you search for certain keywords and just see that relevant data is in like the top three or on the same, the first page, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, obviously, you want to complement your site search tool with a content management system that optimized for mobile automatically, like Cascade CMS. Not that I'm
Yes.
going to plug Hannon Hill, but it's my show, it's my party, and I do what I want to. Now,
That.
we've talked a lot about student recruitment. This is usually the main focus, but how can site search impact alumni engagement and donation? Because that's really important as well, especially with the enrolling with the looming demographic enrollment cliff. Are there specific ways search can be used to connect with and retain alumni interest?
I feel like I could go so many ways with this. But the one thing that I'm thinking of is just alumni teams generally have the ultimate goal of driving affinity and engagement. So typical activities around that are promoting what's happening on campus. So that might be upcoming events like homecoming. It could be undergrad or graduate research. It could be other alumni events and volunteer opportunities. But what Cluedo can do, at least, we could do custom SERP. So we can do cross-campus searches. I think where people traditionally in alumni departments would create a custom website saying, oh, like our College of Engineering is doing this really cool research. Oh, our, College of Business is doing this really cool research. We can depend, not you don't have to have all the same tech stack. You can crawl across these different websites and serve up these results of cool things that are happening on campus. And then again, I'm thinking like banners, like events like homecoming. Yeah. For volunteer opportunities, maybe doing like a specific search for that so they can find it. And then I really like this idea I got from a college of business. We haven't done it, but and I witnessed this in my podcasts. I love listening to podcasts, but basically, what it is if you have all this content, there's public-facing content and there's private-facing content. And if you're part of the membership, you would get access to this private content. And so Cluedo can crawl public-facing content and we can easily crawl like authenticated content. And like with alumni, a lot of people will have access to prestigious or very cool like research articles. And we could potentially do, and we have done this, where you see a search result that is public facing and then see a search result that has just the title. It blocks out like the main content and it says log in to view. So it's
That's
kind of that like community building. But yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's nice that you can still see that, on the site search, because that all of a sudden somebody who may not know about that exclusive membership or the exclusive page, they're like, ooh, let me look into this, maybe you can drive more subscribers that way as well, because they're obviously searching for something. The answer is there, but it's gated. So
Right.
let's talk metrics a little bit. What are the most important metrics hired marketers should track when evaluating the effectiveness of their site search?
I did mention ineffective searches and searches without results. Those are great ones. But I have other metrics that are maybe lesser known that I think are cool. Specifically, our client, Boise State, said, anytime it's the start of a school year, what they'll do is log into Cluedo and look at, what are people searching for? And so you just apply a filter like last 7 days or last 30 days. And then you can also look at the change, which would show how it's changed over the same amount of time. So it's like what's trending right now? And it really keeps a pulse on what the campus is looking for real time. And you can make adjustments to your site search that way. Like, for instance, if it's the start of a school year, you could say, oh, people are looking for email access. Let's create a banner for Outlook and how you download that for students. But yeah, I mean, I think it really depends on the goals that you're going for your campus. And like, if you're really focused on international students, you might want to look into geo data and what people are searching for in certain sections of the world. Sections of the world. That's kind of a weird way to put it, but yeah, you could also look at keywords and see what the click-through rate is for those and what pages people are actually going to. And then I really like search origins. So if they're searching beyond this homepage, like maybe on your alumni website, like we were just talking about, what are they looking for once they get onto your section of the website? I guess last thing too, sorry, I just go through, rattle off a list of things, but we do integrate with GA4 and SiteImprove analytics. So we don't have to be limited to just the site search analytics. We can tie into that whole student journey if you have one of those set up.
Yeah, it's really helpful. Now, a lot of schools out there, they're the bigger ones, especially, they're decentralized. They manage multiple campuses or departments. And now, is there a way that site search can be customized to ensure that users find the relevant location information instead of being overwhelmed with the general results that may not apply to them?
Yeah, I feel like this is probably a handshake move with Cascade, with Clive. But yeah, we have, so the site search, you can put in filters for different locations, and then the results themselves, you can identify them by putting on tags, like this is this location or this is this location. And we also have a functionality called audiences. So you use Google Tag Manager, and then it can track users, and then you can use page ranking and banners, which are a couple of our tools to tailor the content to those people.
Okay. Yeah, that is very helpful. And again, it alleviates friction. Now, what are the first steps that somebody can take to improve their site search functionalities besides partnering with Cluedo, of course?
First step, call me. No, I would say that when I'm looking at site search, things that fall outside of Cluedo even, is I, and maybe this is more anecdotal in my preferences, but when you click on the search bar, I feel like a lot of times it does nothing. And I really like the experiences where when you click the search bar, it's like an overlay. And then that lives outside of Cluedo and is something that you can design, you know, on your own. And then I've seen it where some of our clients will have, in layman's terms, like top questions their visitors are asking. And then it just is a direct link to the page that they'd be looking for. But yeah, I would say also intelligent autocomplete. That's what we call it. But it's basically when you're typing, it actually will complete the keyword. And then just, I think, doing an audit of your search. And there's three resources I can send you, Chris. Really, like, they're welcome to the era of the parent. So that's kind of like taking into consideration what parents will be looking for. So like safety and like welcome weeks and all that stuff. And then the first generation webinar I talked about, I really like that too. So taking the keywords out of like what first generation students are looking for. And then Cluedo also has a checklist that you can run against your site search. Just seeing how those compare to your search results and then making tweaks with whatever product you have on the back end.
Yeah. What are some of the top searches people are looking for on hired websites? Does anything come to mind?
Yeah. I'm actually shocked. So a lot of people are looking for, even if it's right next to the search bar, the student portal. So it could be like Moodle, Desire to Learn, D2L, Canvas, and like they're looking for their student information system or their LMS, bookstore, tuition and cost, map. At the beginning of the year, I feel like people are looking for like parking permits. And so it's kind of a blend of prospective students and current students. And then I think you'll hear from faculty at some point too.
when I did my research for university, the first thing I looked at was tuition and costs.
Can I afford this?
Exactly. Do I want to pay this? Because I went for price. Luckily, I got a good price at the University of Florida in state tuition while I still lived in Tampa. So that worked out really nicely. University of Florida, by the way, is one of the new Ivies out of Forbes. You want the new Ivy League universities, which is quite stunning, really. But it is a great school. Other than that, how can people get in touch with you to partner with you or Cluedo? Because this episode was so insightful. I know that somebody out there would want to know a little bit more about Cluedo and how to improve their search.
Yeah, I'm always on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Mostly commenting on your posts, Chris.
We help each other out.
But yeah, no, I'm on LinkedIn, Sarah Kelzer, and then sarah.kelzer@cluedo.com. So I'm pretty responsive.
But. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're on there as much as I am. So very good. Sarah, super insightful episode. I really thank you for being a part of the Education Marketing Leader. And I know I will see you next week at Hyatt Web.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Chris. And thank you so much for having me.
Of course. You take care now.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning into the show today. If you enjoyed it, don't keep it to yourself. Share with your friends in your network. And if you have a moment, I would really appreciate a review of the podcast. That'll help other people find the show as well. Tune in every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. when I release another episode. Take care now. Have a good one, friends. Thank you.